What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Hello and welcome to the Katie Halper Show. This is a little extra free bonus episode that we're bringing to you. It's a little bit of a takeaway summary with Matt Chrisman of Chapo Trap House. And we are going to be releasing a regular full-length episode with him this week. What to do to prepare for that is you can subscribe to us on iTunes and SoundCloud and rate and review us on iTunes. You can join our Patreon so you can hear the extended interview that we do with Matt Chrisman. And that's at patreon.com/thekatiehalpershow. Again, that's patreon.com/thekatiehalpershow. But just wanted to share this little nugget with Matt where he talks about the midterms and some of his takeaways.
As we saw during this last election, the people who are supposed to be on the left as the electoral option for people are not going to do it. They're not going to inspire people. They're not going to make them shed their, at this point, hardened cynicism and lack of faith in these institutions, because they're part of these sort of moribund political parties that no one really has any trust for anymore. And so, like, the closest thing to an answer I can think of, and it's obviously very, you know, rudimentary, is, and it needs to get worked on by people smarter than me, is that there needs to be sort of a easy to understand bullet point policy that sort of has to be a litmus test for all candidates that you would support, and which has to be first, that has to go ahead of personalities.
Right.
That has to be sort of leading, that has to be the horse leading the wagon.
Not the other way around.
Not the other way around.
Except we're not going to reinvent the wheel, right?
Yeah.
In the wagons. And we do have, obviously, we can talk about the midterms 2020, but for recent history, personalities and individuals and leaders have galvanized people and led movements. That doesn't mean that the important things aren't done by the movement and people behind the scenes, but it seems like we're not going to be able to deprogram people from looking towards a figure.
Yeah.
So then the question is, of course, who is the figure? And of course, I always go towards Saint Bernard. Mm-hmm. But I mean, what is the goal? Like, if we came up with the litmus test, what does that litmus test look like? And is it a litmus test that anyone could pass right now? Any politicians?
I mean, I think it could. The task of sort of formulating that is going to be up to the people. I mean, it basically comes down to what draws the response. Like, what do people turn towards? What sort of makes people turn their head and reckon with something, and maybe, you know, stop what they're doing, basically, and take a look. Something that can, you know, get them to keep listening to a canvas or a phone call or something like that. And obviously, I think healthcare is a big part of it. Healthcare is huge. And I think that the movement on that is very good. And I think it should be the leading edge of anything, because I think you got to start a conversation. And that's a good way to start it with many, many people, because it's a travesty and everyone knows someone or has personally been injured or you know, traumatized by interactions with the healthcare system.
Although there's a very good propaganda machine that claims that people come from Canada and Europe, and there are all these lines, And, you know, that I'm always amazed by how strong that is. That's another thing that we have to champion.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is the pushback's going to be huge. There's no, and it's only really just begun because, you know, you don't really have, you barely have model legislation and you don't have control of, I mean, until recently, you haven't even had control of a legislature to maybe even symbolically pass something and have it like put out there.
Any thoughts on Stacey Abrams, by the way?
I'm glad she hasn't fucking conceded. Yeah. I mean, that's the most nakedly rigged election in recent American history. How the United States could chide any other country for having any kind of unfree electoral system after this is just hilarious. What thousands of perfectly good voting machines just sitting in warehouses while people are trying to make do with two or three at polling places in Atlanta. I mean, while the candidate is overseeing the electoral process.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
It's not. He's like, I'm playing in the Republic.
Yeah,
I'm playing in the game and the ref.
I said this on our election night stream, but every election that has been denounced in Venezuela and in Iran, in the past 20 years, has been vastly freer than that. Actually, that is an insult to their countries because they're way more free and fair than that election was. And so, yeah, she should fucking fight it to the last goddamn ammo pouch. Because honestly, if that's allowed to happen and that stands, I mean, maybe electoralism is a dead end after all, and we should all stop worrying about thinking about the idea that you can change anything at the ballot box.
Right.
That they have not decided that they're just going to basically foreclose that possibility and hold on to minority rule until, you know, the military shows up.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if Jimmy Carter were monitoring these elections, that election, he would have found
The UN would have issued a scathing report.
Right. This week, we will be releasing the rest of our interview with Matt Chrisman, and it's really great. He talks to us about fascism. It's a fascinating discussion. So in the meantime, if you want to make sure you don't miss that, you can subscribe to us on iTunes and SoundCloud and rate and review us on iTunes. And you may not know this. We actually, we talk about this with Matt, but we were the first place to bring all of Chappa Trap House in its original form together in the same space for the first time. So we reminisce about that a little bit. So we have so much stuff for you to listen to right now at the Katie Halper Show. We got our latest episode with Liza Featherstone, where we go over some of Hillary Clinton's focus group slogans that are really kind of sad. We got a bonus where Liza does a reading of her piece that she published at The Baffler. And what's really cool about that is that this piece is only physically available in the physical copy of The Baffler magazine. But luckily, if you are a Katie Halper Show Patreon subscriber, you get to hear Liza reading some parts of this great essay. And that's at patreon.com/the Katie Halper Show. Again, that's patreon.com/the Katie Halper Show. So many reasons to join our Patreon, not just to support us and this show that we like to provide for you guys as a labor of love, sweat and tears and blood, sweat and tears, love, sweat and tears. Also, though, so you get access to great bonuses, extended interviews. And that means for this week, you get to hear Liza Featherstone read from her piece that's not available online. You get to hear our extended chat with Liza Featherstone. We talk about how amazing it is kind of that Bernie Sanders doesn't screw up more frequently, given how ready people are to pounce on that and how much exposure it gets when he does. And we talk about Gabe's time at a focus group. And you can find me on Twitter at KT Halps, letter K, letter T, H-A-L-P-S. You can find my co-host Gabe Pacheco at Gabe_Pacheco and use the hashtag KT Help Show. That's letter K, letter T, H-A-L-P-S-H-O-W to ask us questions and find us on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks so much. Bye.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.